Hello and welcome to another Directions Media podcast. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. Today we will be speaking with John Graham, President of Intergraph's Security, Government, and Infrastructure Division, where he leads all of the federal, security, government, photogrammetry, public safety, transportation, and utilities business units. Mr. Graham joined Intergraph back in August of 2008 after serving as the Executive Vice President for Global Sales and Service for Siemens UGS Software.
All right, well, John, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us. So let me just launch in. You know, I'm not sure how many people are aware that you took over the helm of the SG&I division of Intergraph. So I'd just like to get your perspectives on what you've seen so far. Has the focus changed at all since you took over, and maybe what you see on the horizon for the Security, Government, Infrastructure division in this specifically in this current economic climate?
Sure. I think that, you know, I'll try to hit on a number of those. I think, you know, first off, you know, having been with Intergraph, responsible for the Security, Government, Infrastructure division since August, you know, what I found is something a little bit I already knew that I actually was familiar with and aware of, and actually a little bit of a user of Intergraph years ago in the early 90s and a little bit in the military. And so it was a company with a history that I had a little bit of a foundation with and one that I was familiar with. And, you know, what I found here is something that I'm excited by, which is, I think, a long-term strong culture, a lot of passion for a number of our products, a lot of the solutions we take to industry, good people that have been here and have, in many cases, grown up with the company. And I think those are some of the real nice things to see. But I would also add, it's nice to see that I think some of the activities that, you know, Halsey Wise, the CEO, and Reed French started when they joined the firm a number of years ago, and that, you know, as they started to kind of develop a strategy, of which one of the key actions was to bring our public safety, our security, our government businesses, intelligence businesses together into one division to take advantage of, I think, the leverage of our products, our people, and really to try to create some market leadership around some of those areas. That's starting to pay off. We've really put additional focus around some of the industry solutions we have. There's certain things in the environment, I think, that will play to that, at least to our advantage here shortly, and I'll talk about that. And yeah. I also, you know, have really taken on a communication strategy. I think part of the challenge over the last few years is probably SG&I hasn't operated as a full integrated team on a global basis. So a lot of my travels and a lot of my town halls, a lot of my communication is about bringing the team together and really creating a division that, you know, leverages and works well together and operates effectively as a global team.
Well, and so you brought up the point that you've been able to at least to, you know, hit some of the areas of the world that may be impacted by the current economic climate, and maybe that's a good place to stop and reflect where you think geospatial technology and maybe Intergraph specifically can benefit.
Yeah, First off, I think every part of the world is at a little bit of a different place from the economic, you know, storm that definitely has created some impact in the U.S. for our U.S. economy. You're seeing some impact in Europe without question. And in Asia, you see even fast-moving economies like China slowing down a little bit, you know, and cooling off. But in general, though, I see there's good opportunity for us. You know, one thing that's worth mentioning is we had a very strong 2008, which was just 2 months ago. We finished out over $800 million and had good growth in all of our key indicators across the board. And if we look at this year, I see us, you know, having some advantages that should give us a good stable business, hopefully some growth too as we go forward. I think some areas that are opportunities is there's no question that, at least specific to the U.S. market, the stimulus package and bill that was passed a few weeks ago, that has some trickle-down effect into the marketplace, whether that's a state-level Department of Transportation or whether that is into smart grid technologies for utility companies. You know, those are areas where I think we have an opportunity to to, you know, gain some business, gain some ground. I think at the, you know, the G&T business, the kind of state and local DOT, some of the geographic areas that we've, you know, have been connected with in our past, I see opportunity there as well. And I think that we'll see some of the state governments spend more in that area for us to take advantage of. Our G&T business has been very strong in Europe. I think that will continue as well. And I think that in the U.S. market, we have a chance to actually revitalize some of that.
Let me ask you, let me bring you back to the product suite. Intergraph SG&I technology has been built on both GeoMedia and the G technology on the utility sector. How are you positioning yourself from a product standpoint? Are you going to use those products as platforms to develop solutions and things that you just mentioned, or can you still operate as a product company, or do you think that you're still more product-oriented versus more services-oriented?
At the core of our business, we have two major things that we build industry solutions off of. The first is that whole geomedia, geospatial solution set. Additionally, a core technology foundation is our incident response technology. From that, we build solutions that we can apply into utilities, communications, public safety, into our security business, and so on. You know, I think that we have an opportunity to, one, use some of our core technology to continue to enhance industry solutions that are important to the key markets that I just mentioned. I think we also have the ability to, you know, leverage things like GeoMedia and GTech into solutions that are important in that geospatial area. We're doing that in Europe. You know, we're connected into the SDI initiative. We'll continue to look at leveraging those products themselves, but we're also very much focused on how do we use those products as the core to industry solutions that we can take to the market.
Now, let me bring you back to what you had mentioned earlier, which was you had a very strong 2008. How much of that do you think is due to the fact that you feel a little bit freer as a private company versus maybe what you where you're operating in the past as a public concern? Do you see that you've been able to really boost revenue because you're not under that quarterly pressure?
Having operated in both environments, a private environment and a public environment, running global businesses, I view, and maybe this is too simplistic, but the pressure in the private environment is maybe a little bit different than in the public, but there's still strong pressure on delivering good, strong quarterly results and annual results. And there is a focus on our execution, whether that's in delivery or whether that's in how we sell or whether it's in how we develop products. I think that what you see sometimes in the private equity or private world is that there is a lot of interest into what are we doing with our product set? What is kind of our strategy? Whereas I think in the public environment, a lot of times it's really the discussion of, you know, what's your market share, what are your financials, and what are your projections? So there's a little bit of, you know, of a difference in how deep they look into the business, but at the same time, there's still that same, you know, pressure to deliver solid growth, solid performance.
John, let me ask you about the competition, and this is probably another area where we could spend a long period of time, because there's certainly some competitors that you may want to put in a bucket called GIS, and there's certainly others that you may want to put in a bucket that are more the systems integrator types that you know will be able to take any solution and do what they want. Is there any particular bucket you want to put yourself into, or how might you position yourself in today's geospatial market?
I think on the geospatial side, you know, when we look at our markets, you know, it's different. When we're talking about our GIS market, obviously the competitors are ones that you know very well and ones that we see, and we see them in Europe, we see them in Asia, and we see them in the Americas. You know, we'll continue to compete with them. I think that, you know, different parts of the world present different opportunities as we compete in the marketplace around our GIS types of solutions. I think on the industry side, we see a totally different set of competitors. And depending on even there, whether you're talking about public safety, you see certain set companies that are focused just on the public safety market, but when you go into security, you're more into the traditional large-scale integrator market. So it presents an interesting challenge for us that we've got a nice, strong breadth of business, which I like, a strong portfolio that cuts across products around our geospatial core, but also our industry solutions, and each one of them creates a little bit of a different competitive dynamic. And then also, you know, and I just got back from one trip in Asia where, you know, we have, there's a whole different set of competitors that I see on the landscape. I think the competitive dynamic in the market is interesting, and I view competition as actually a healthy thing. If we're in a market that has competitors, and those competitors are expanding, and we see like the traditional systems integrators coming into our market more, if we see some new players starting to generate products and opportunities that they can take to market, that means that we're in a good market. We're in the right place. And, you know, we need to go out and execute, and we need to go out and focus on our customers and on beating the competition, no doubt. But it does validate that the geospatial market and the industry solutions built on that technology has a lot of opportunity for a lot of years going forward. And, you know, we need to take advantage of that.
Well, good, John. I really do appreciate your insights. I think this has been valuable to have your perspective.
Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to other dialogues, you know, to follow up with you on questions you might have. And, I would just close by just saying I think that we've got, I think, good opportunity going forward in the market. I think we've got a very dynamic market, and it would be incorrect to assess otherwise. And it'll have some challenges, but I think it'll have some opportunities. And, you know, I'm trying to get our team focused globally on taking advantage of the opportunities, deliver a quality service and a quality solution and product to our customers. And if we can stay focused on execution and customer care, I think that, you know, we'll continue to, you know, drive forward.
Thanks again for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to write to us or comment on today's interview, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell a friend.